The big question, can GM raise enough money to get the government out of the car-making business?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We'll get to the big question in just a moment. First, the latest initial jobless claim report from the government just came out. The Labor Department says the number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to exactly half a million people last week. That's the highest level since last November. Analysts thought claims would drop this time around. Now to the big question of the morning. General Motors plans on losing at least part of its government ownership and start trading on public stock markets by the end of the year. When the final tally comes in, it could be the second biggest initial public offering in history, as Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports.
The stock sale expected later this year could raise $10 to $15 billion for GM or more. The price of the IPO depends on what investors think of the financial health reports the company released yesterday. GM hopes the sale will reduce the U.S. government share from 61% to under 50%.
It proves that there are still opportunities in the sector.
Mark Fulthorpe is an analyst at IHS Automotive. The size of the stock sale, he says something about the auto industry, it's up since last year, and about the IPO market, which limped along during the recession. But Fulthorpe says that GM deserves most of the credit.
You know, we are seeing finally the fruition of their manufacturing strategy.
The company streamlined factories, trimmed dealerships, and renegotiated with unions. It focused on building cars that people want to buy. Having its debt wiped out during bankruptcy also helped. The company's second quarter profits reported last week were $1.3 billion. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, Wall Street yesterday, markets rose just a little bit. The Dow added 9 points to close at 10,415. The S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Chipmaker Intel today said it's going to buy antivirus software maker McAfee in a deal worth nearly $8 billion, a cash deal. European shares are higher at the moment, as were Asian shares today. The state of Arizona has been ground zero lately in the illegal immigration debate in this country. In Europe, France is where immigration is heated these days. The government there is expelling gypsies or Roma travelers, rounded up as part of a summer clampdown on illegal camps. From Paris, the BBC's Christian Fraser reports.
The French government says it intends to clear 300 illegal camps in the next 3 months, and the first of the return flights will leave for Romania today. The Roma are a transient population. Many of them are travellers from Romania and Bulgaria. They come to France looking for jobs, but the government isn't willing to provide any assistance, so most of them end up living in squatter camps around the country. And despite being EU citizens, they are required under French law to have a valid work permit to remain. Dana lives in one of the camps in Lyon, but didn't want to give her last name.
My rights are not respected by the state. It is racist that they ask for a French identity card when we look for work. But when you are from the European Union, they don't ask for a French ID card.
Immigration is a hot political issue in France too. One critical member of the ruling party compared the tactics to those used by Nazi Germany. Critics say most of those returned will most likely come back to France within several months. In Paris, I'm the BBC's Christian Fraser for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. And by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at vanguard.com.
We got word from the company that operates retailer Sears that it lost about $40 million in its latest quarter. That is a smaller loss than this time last year, but it reaffirms Sears is in need of some fresh, new ideas, as reporter Jay Field explains.
The centerpiece of the Sears reinvention plan is an online service called My Gopher. At first glance, it's pretty standard stuff. Users can browse the millions of products carried by Sears and subsidiaries like Kmart. Things get a little more interesting when customers actually decide to buy something. Here's sales manager Mike Simpson pitching My Gopher to shoppers at a Kmart in Chicago.
You pick everything you want, you pay for it online, and I'll have it ready within 2 hours for you at customer service.
The goal is to appeal to customers who are eager to shop on the web but don't want to wait for stuff to come in the mail. Right now, My Gopher lets shoppers in Chicago, Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. buy online and pick up their items at the closest Sears or Kmart. They can also have their order delivered, and if they want something else, say some groceries, and can't find them on the site, MyGopher will send sales reps like Mike Simpson to the nearest supermarket to fill the order. Shopper Lawrence Tribble, standing next to Simpson, likes that idea.
Yeah, I sure don't like the shop.
See?
Yeah. Right about
so
there.
Why put you in pain when I can do it for you? I'd be happy to do it for you. I love the shop. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I love the shop.
Executives at Sears have to hope that Simpson's enthusiasm is contagious. The retailer has a lot riding on MyGopher. 3 years ago, the company's stock traded at nearly $200 a share. But since then, Sears has seen its in-store sales and overall profitability steadily decline. Lauren Friedman, who runs the e-tailing group in Chicago, applauds the MyGopher strategy, but says it may not be enough to solve the company's bigger problems.
Perception-wise, the part of the challenge for Sears is it's not the first place people think when they want to go shopping, and particularly for the younger audience.
Sears says that perception is already changing, and the company is pushing ahead with an expansion of MyGopher after getting positive customer feedback. By November, the service will be operating in more than 600 stores. In Chicago, I'm Jay Field for Marketplace.
And finally, Dorothy Davidson is running for mayor of Bessemer, Alabama. Her campaign's been passing out a picture of Davidson with University of Alabama head football coach Nick Saban. Saban is a god there in Alabama for winning last year's national championship. The campaign claims Saban endorsed Davidson 3 weeks ago and took a picture with her to prove it. But the photograph was actually taken 3 years ago, and it was an outdoor snapshot of Saban and his wife, Terry. The picture was digitally enhanced to replace Terry with Davidson. Davidson's campaign manager, who had first said he secured that endorsement, admitted to making it all up. He resigned for lying, and he also resigned for really bad photoshopping skills. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.